It's been a while since we've welcomed Morgan. The last time she was with the band Broken Fences, she is going to be playing at an event Morgan is, which is called the Swim Effect. It is a sober event, August 18th at 7:30 in Millvale. Danny Rechtenwald and the band Analyza are going to be playing that night. Should be a great evening. We'll talk a little bit more about that and a lot more about what Morgan has been up to. But first, we'll open up with a song, Morgan Arena.
Take my hand and I will lead you astray, so you know what's important someday. Take my hand, life will try to keep you down, and you never know what will stay around. And I don't know how it goes or how it ends. You can have faith or lie, it depends on what you do with who you are. Oh, it seems easier to be a good person to me. Take my hand, holding on to hope is all I have. It's a minefield in these daydreams, it's enough to make you mad. Take my
Morgan Arena. Tell me about that song. When did you write that?
I wrote this one a couple of weeks ago, actually. It's about, I wrote this at the time I was living in Philadelphia. So I took a little break from Pittsburgh and lived in Philadelphia for like 11 months. And it was about coming home, basically, back to Pittsburgh and back to finding, I found myself a little bit in Philadelphia and realize I needed to come back.
That's a good thing, ultimately, right? Even though it might be painful at the time.
Right.
Were you away for a long time?
No, not too long. Almost a year. Almost a year.
Long enough.
Yeah. And it felt longer.
It's funny. I've never done that.
Really?
I've lived. I was raised here. I went to college here. Mm-hmm. Probably the longest I've ever been away from the city is maybe 3 weeks.
Oh, really?
But I know plenty of folks who, you know, move away and they realize how things are different.
Yeah.
And I need to come back.
Exactly.
And that's not to say I won't do it someday.
Right?
But
maybe.
You can really learn a lot. How long have you been back now?
So I've just been back, I don't know, maybe like 2 months.
My goodness.
So I'm from New York City. So Pittsburgh's not really like where I was from. But in regards to like finding a home, I think this works.
when did you leave New York City?
When did I leave?
I mean, were you a teen or?
No. Well, I grew up, born and bred there, and then moved to Portland, Oregon for a little bit, and then moved back to New York. And then I moved to Pittsburgh in 2010. So I think I was in my 20s.
Yeah, you're still.
Something like that.
And you're an adult. Now, that's the adjustment, I think, that would be incredible to leave this 24/7 vibrant, always on world. I mean, I've not lived in New York, but I've been to New York enough times for extended periods.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed my time in New York. I'm not sure if I could live there, but
it's a good place to visit. Yeah, for sure.
I loved. Well, I love that I could do anything at any time.
I know.
And that had to be an adjustment.
It was. I wasn't used to things closing, and then Sundays were like a cultural shock. I was like, "Why is everything closed? I don't get it."
It really is. It's at first it seems quaint, and then it's like, "What's going on?"
There's now nothing I'm used to it.
And my gosh, when I was growing up in Pittsburgh, none of the stores were open on Sundays.
Yeah.
Not even grocery stores or anything.
Nothing. Yeah.
It's a little
day
bit
of rest.
Yeah, a little bit better now than it used to be. So this, I wanted to talk a little bit about the event.
Yes.
On August 18th.
Yes, yes, yes.
I think it's really exciting to learn about this. It's a sober environment. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean it isn't festive. There's cocktails and food beverage. Yes, mocktails. It's at a place called the Maple Leaf in Millvale. And it should just be a nice listening environment, but just really friendly.
Exactly.
Too.
Yeah.
And the organization making this happen is called the Swim Effect. Mm-hmm. Relatively new?
I think, I'm not sure how new, but I think relatively, yeah. I think Anne runs it, and she's just trying to create spaces for, sober musicians, a place that people can go where they aren't forced to drink, pressured rather. So
yeah.
I think it's a really, really good project.
I do too. I'm very comfortable going to a place that serves alcohol to listen to music, but sometimes, depending on the venue, that also can lead to a lot of noise and can make it hard to enjoy the musicians, and it kind of becomes almost an arms race that people who want to talk get louder and louder.
Oh, yeah.
And
the more drinks, the louder it gets.
Yes, this is a great opportunity. Danny Rechtenwald is playing that night, and Anne Eliza. I don't know Anne Eliza, but that's a duo, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, she's. I think she plays with her partner. I'm not sure, but I think she does. And she has an amazing voice.
Yeah, it looks like sort of, what's the world? Trippy piano pop, maybe.
Yeah.
Because I was listening to some of her music, and Danny.
She does like background vocals for other bands as well. And Danny is amazing. It's such good guitar work. I feel very blessed.
So we've linked to the details on that show, but it's August 18th, still a little while away. We should have you do another song.
Sure.
What would you like to do next?
I will do a song called Peapod that has nothing to do with peapods.
Yes, we had, you might not have been tuned in or here yet, but we had kids talking about what would happen if the peas on their plate started talking to them as they were eating dinner.
That would be really, I love eating peas, but now if that happened, I'd be too scared.
Well, one of the peas was complaining that he said, "I don't get it. I was taken out of my home.
Oh, Jesus.
I was put into a can, and I was trapped in this can, and now I've been opened up and put on your plate, and you're not even going to eat me. You're
what
just leaving
happening?
Me here." So it was a really creative story, the whole backstory of how the pea got there. He didn't, it's interesting. No, he did start at the farm because he talked about being shelled
from
it.
Shelled?
Yes.
Did he survive?
The pea did survive because he wasn't eaten, but the pea was upset that he didn't get eaten because that was his purpose. It's a very creative story. It's one of these kids, I think he was 11 or 12.
Oh my gosh.
We often see kids we worked with at that age or even younger. We'll see them throughout their high school careers. And that's one I really want to – aren't you curious this person's going to grow up to be?
Yes. I think that needs to turn into a book or some kind of – I hope they go on to write – children's books.
Absolutely. Well, this song is about...
This song, it could be about... Now, if you were talking about talking peas, I mean, it could be about a pea talking to another pea and wanting to have a relationship with another pea.
There you go.
There you go. Let's see.
Pretty song. That's Morgan Arena. And, you know, your parents are here. I can't help but to, because I can see them probably better than you can. Are they visiting or do they?
They are. No, they're visiting for the weekend.
How nice.
Yeah.
I'm honored.
This just happened.
Yeah, I'm honored that they're able to be here.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
Were you playing music when you were growing up and in their household?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. For a very long time. I forget the age I started, really. But I think 16 was, or 15 was the age I got the first guitar, that they bought me my first guitar. And then it just went from there. But even before that, I was recording on, you know, one of those little cassette players in the
singing
kitchen.
Singing songs.
Singing, yeah, a cappella, right? And then my dad and I, when I was still underage, so my dad took me to an open mic in New York in ABC City. So that was my first exposure to the music world, and I was hooked.
And what is ABC City?
It's in New York. There's like A Avenue,
oh,
B
okay,
Avenue,
okay.
C Avenue. Yeah, so.
Spoken like the Rubit that I am.
the open mic was on, I think it was on A Avenue, I think.
How cool.
Yeah,
that's
cool.
That's pretty, that has to be a really crystallized experience. Were you nervous?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was super nervous.
Did you play something you wrote?
Or? Yeah, I went in there to play originals and was just exposed to people playing covers as well. And, like, I didn't even think about doing that. So now I'm, like, hooked on playing covers and all sorts of stuff.
That's phenomenal.
It was great. It was really cool. It was, like, our thing that we did, I think, every Sunday, I think, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, what a great idea. And were you a novelty being that young, do you think?
I think I was the only one there with a parent.
I was in that situation a few times.
Really?
What a great memory.
Yeah,
so when
really good.
When did you start getting as serious as you've gotten?
Probably when I moved to Pittsburgh, like in 2010. That's when I first went to an open mic here, and I met Guy, who was my Broken Fences partner. And I think I just really got serious from that point on. Broken Fences helped a lot with that.
Yeah.
Just kind of solidifying my path.
Yeah, and it's... I am always curious about those pathways because they are varied and twisted and different for every single person. But you're an incredible songwriter.
Oh, thank you.
And when you were singing into a recorder, were you writing your own songs?
I remember I was taking other songs, but writing my own words to them.
Yeah.
So that's where I began.
A lot of Tin Pan Alley composers did that and others.
Exactly.
This is Morgan Arena. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Thanks for doing it. I did want to ask you about available music that people can get. Do you have anything... I know we've linked to your website, simply morganarena.com, some stuff to download. Or
you can download it there. Also, Bandcamp is a good one. Bandcamp's really good for artists because we get a lot of the profits. But I know my music's also on Spotify and iTunes and stuff like that. But, yeah, I think the main places would be my website and Bandcamp.
Excellent. So
and SoundCloud.
Yep. look for all of that there. And I do... recommend start with Morgan's website, which frankly with any artist's website, which will direct you to the best place to go. I use Spotify, but I'm always amazed. Janice Ian, who I follow on Facebook, will occasionally post, well, got my Spotify check, and this quarter I made $72.
Yeah.
Or,
I've never made that much.
Well, when you think of Janice Ian and all the tens of thousands of plays.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they're an odd royalty structure.
Very odd, yes.
Morgan Arena is here again. It's morganarena.com is how you can find her, E-R-I-N-A. What would you like to do next?
Do you want another song?
Yeah. Unless, I mean, we could play word association.
That could be fun.
That would be fun. You want to do it?
Sure.
Okay.
What do I do?
Oh, you just say whatever word pops in your mind.
Oh, that's fun.
And then I'll say the same thing. Beehive.
Funny honey. I almost said something weird. Honey.
Comb.
Hair.
Musical.
Singing.
Song. And we're going to go to another song. There, we did a little bit of it. Somebody can analyze all of that.
I felt like later. I was like, why didn't I come up with more interesting words?
No, I've never done that before. The words are completely random.
Yeah.
This could be a new game. I'll have to think
like
about
that.
How to do it.
That's fun. That's challenging and probably good for your mind.
It is challenging. Well, allegedly, it's done by therapists, you know, to figure out what's going on in there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we could have uncovered something.
something related to hair or sweeteners. I think I came up with B because you don't know this as you're listening, but we're down to one fly, and he's living here in the studio with us.
Yeah.
He hasn't gotten close enough to a microphone to make a sound yet.
He tried to play the guitar earlier. But, you know.
Our apologies. The museum had a lot of them here, I think, because they opened the door, but we've gotten rid of most of them. I might bring our cat down.
Oh,
one of our cats is very good at...
They'd be in heaven.
Yeah, they love doing that. Well, Morgan, we did end up on sing or song, thank goodness. We didn't end up on like race car or free weights or something.
Right. Then who knows what we'd have to do.
No, it'd be tough.
All right. So another song. Okay.
The fly does jump and retune the guitar occasionally.
Did you hear that?
I did. Yeah. I did. That was the fly. It's got all these legs.
Yeah. It really does like the guitar. I can tell. Maybe it was a musician in another life.
I could see that.
I think so.
I could see that.
Change. Oh, how can I be here now?
Morgan Arena, another simply beautiful song. It's hard for me to say anything after listening. It's just a beautiful song. Are you writing a lot lately?
I am. I'm starting. It's the creative doors are opening again, which is nice. It feels good. Like, I miss it. It's a form of therapy for me. And it's a way that I get out past issues and current issues and everything, world issues.
You can get a lot of clarity
exactly.
as you write, I think. And
exactly. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, when I write songs, sometimes I don't even know. The words just flow out. So, like, sometimes I don't even know what I'm writing.
And you end up surprising yourself.
Exactly, and learning from the song. And I'm like, wow, okay.
Yeah, it's the process is just incredible. Are you playing? We mentioned this gig on August 18th, 7:30, a place called the Maple Leaf in Millvale, a sober event for just enjoyable listening and mocktails and more. Do you have anything else coming up?
So actually today, at 4 p.m., I'm playing at Long Play Cafe, which is in Lawrenceville, for the Art Crawl.
Excellent.
Yeah. And then at 7 p.m. today, I'm playing at Market Square for the Night Market for WIP.
That's why I said B, as in busy bee. So
I'm a busy
you've
bee
got
today.
A lot of things.
I know. I woke up and I was like, why?
Well, thank
you. No, it's
all
worth it.
I'm glad you're able to be here today. That is a busy time. Morgan Arena is here. We're gonna have time. We should have time for at least two more.
Okay.
I think.
Sure. Let's do. I'll do one that Broken Fences actually just released. Well, not just released, but we're still doing music. You know?
I was gonna ask you about that.
I mean, guy has a family right now and is working and busy with the kids, so. We're not like doing a lot of Broken Fences stuff, but we did release two songs a while ago, and he's interested in playing some shows again with me. We've done some in the current past that have been fun.
Yeah. And this relationship's ebb and flow as people's lives begin
exactly.
to take over.
And now it's just like I think we're in a comfortable place where it's. Almost feels like family, you know, like they're like we can talk at any time and just pick up where we left off, you know what I mean?
That's good. Well, especially if you're in the Pittsburgh area.
Exactly.
Again, that helps.
Exactly.
Too.
Yeah, I haven't talked to him since I got back, but you know, I'm sure we'll talk again. But this is one of the songs that we just released. And I think I put it on my website. If not, it's on one of the Broken Fences websites, I believe. Let's see. That's the fly
there
tuning again.
There it is,
again.
The fly. Yes.
That fly. Okay, so
we'll put out some jam when you're done, and
for the fly.
Yes, for the fly and the fly.
Oh yeah, they'll love that.
Absolutely.
Escape me as I write. What should I be feeling now? The ice over my heart, it caves. When I hear from you, when I hear from you, constant and unsure.
Morgan Arena here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Morgan, spelled the usual way, E-R-I-N-A, and you can go to morganarena.com for more details. Mark Dignam is here next week playing in this same slot between 11 and noon. We're looking forward to seeing Mark. It's been a while. He's a great, great person. It'll be nice to have him in the studio. Anything else you want to mention that you didn't get a chance to say?
Well,
I'll say hi to your parents again.
Hi, parents. I'll say hi to my to Rick. He's very private, so I'll just say hi, Rick.
Hi, Rick. You know who you are, Rick.
You know who you are. No, thanks for having me. This has been nice to come back.
It's a pleasure.
Talk to you again.
It's wonderful to have you here. Look for her all over the city, Market Square tonight, Lawrenceville this afternoon, and in Millville on August 18th, and online all the time, 24/7, just like New York City.
Literally.
All
the time.
It's always there.
YouTube is another big one.
Yeah.
I'm always putting songs on YouTube. I'm just like playing in my closet.
A good thing to do.
It's soundproof.
I listen to a lot of music on YouTube,
exactly.
Actually.
It's one of the best places.
Yeah, it's incredible. What do you want to finish up with?
I'm going to finish up with a song off my EP that I put out a million years ago. I have to put out another one. But it's called Runner, and it's about just telling yourself that you're going to be okay.
Morgan Arena, thank you.
Baby, what you gonna do? Oh, with the monsters in your head. Baby, what you gonna do? Just go to bed and stay. Again, oh, but the rubber nails still that I know. true.